NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-40s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-50s. As we head into Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll still see warm temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 72.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Families Plan includes some tax reform that USDA says will ensure that wealthy pay their fair share of taxes in order to finance essential investments in workers and families, including child care, nutrition, higher education, and more. One of those reforms is a change in the way capital gains are treated in the tax system so that people making over $1 million, the tax system will no longer favor income from wealth over income from work. The plan will not raise taxes, they say, on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. USDA says part of the plan is to make sure the wealthy do pay their share as a proposal to close the stepped-up basis loophole for wealthy estates so that the fortunes do not completely escape taxation. Under the proposal, unrealized capital gains, those that have never been previously taxed, are taxed at a death above $2 million in gains per couple. They say this will not affect family farms that stay in the family. Under the proposal, estimates indicate that more than 98% of farm estates will not owe any tax at transfer, providing that farm family stays with the family. The tax the remaining less than 2% would owe would be on their non-farm assets. USDA says the president recognizes the importance of agriculture and family farms to the American economy and the way of life. He also recognizes the risk and economic challenges unique to agriculture, family farms, and ranches around America. The Biden administration, USDA says, is committed to American agriculture, family farms, ranches, and rural way of life. The American Farm Family Plan, they say, protects family farms and ranches in several ways. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the public interest in the COVID-19 pandemic continues to wane, fewer than five counties in the state currently still require masks, and those still in place might not last much longer. Cake News reports that Johnson County, which is the state's largest county with more than 600,000 residents, is considering to allow their mask mandate to expire in their meeting tomorrow. Health officials in the community also said that they will not resist dropping the requirement. At the same time, commissioners in Riley County indicated at a meeting this month that they won't seek to extend their order further after it expires in mid-May. The decline in mask mandates across the state sped up after lawmakers ended Governor Laura Kelly's newly reissued orders requiring them earlier this month. In other news, one man is in critical condition after a crash and chase involving a reported stolen vehicle yesterday afternoon. Fake news reports that Rice County authorities attempted to stop a Chevy Tahoe, which had been reported stolen out of Barton County. The suspect was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. Good American Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Lynn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Conservative Kansas pundit Chris Kobach has appointed a treasurer for a run for Kansas Attorney General. It's a strong signal he plans another attempt at political comeback after losing races for governor and U.S. Senate. Kobach's appointment of treasurer is necessary under Kansas law for him to raise money for a 2022 campaign, and he did it late on Wednesday. He scheduled a 1 p.m. news conference in Wichita to announce his plans. Kobach is a former Kansas Secretary of State, known nationally for advocating restrictive immigration policies and tough voting identification laws. He also was the first prominent Kansas elected official to endorse President Donald Trump back in 2016. In other news, authorities say a 16-year-old girl was killed this week when a pickup truck crashed into another vehicle that was broken down on the side of the road in northwestern Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports that the crash happened just before 10 p.m. on Wednesday on Interstate Highway 18, a few miles west of Plainsville. The patrol says that westbound truck crashed into the disabled sports utility vehicle, then hit another truck. 16-year-old Carol Adamson of Plainsville was standing outside the SUV at the time of the crash and was hit. Good American Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A proposal to indirectly subsidize private K-12 schools in Nebraska by offering tax credits to scholarship donors has stalled after opponents blocked the measure with a filibuster. Backers in the legislature fell four votes short of the 33 they needed to force a vote on the bill, which effectively sidelines it for the rest of this year's session. Supporters pitched the measure as a way to give low-income students more choices if a public school doesn't meet their needs. But the measure drew sharp opposition from other lawmakers who argued it would divert tax dollars away from K-12 public schools and other priorities. A 114-year-old Nebraska woman has taken the title of America's oldest living person, and she says what she wants most is to eat with her friend after a year of pandemic restrictions. Omaha native Thelma Sutcliffe was born on October 1st of 1906. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Eck Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Eck Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Eck Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County's annual free dump days will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. This weekend at the Washington County Landfill. Free disposal day for Marshall County residents is planned Saturday, May 1st, 8 to 3 at the transfer station. They will accept residential waste, non-commercial construction, and demolition material from personal projects. They must be separated from household waste. Scrap metal must be separated from other waste. Appliances with Freon removed. Tires will be accepted with a disposal fee charged. They will not accept medical waste, yard waste and debris, commercial waste, animal carcasses, asbestos, industrial waste, and household hazardous waste. Free disposal day at the Marshall County Landfill Saturday for Marshall County residents from 8 to 3. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Public Works Office. Blue Rapids citywide garage sales will be Friday and Saturday. Maps will be available at all locations, and they will serve lunch on Saturday from 11 to 1 at the community center with a free will donation to benefit the 4th of July fireworks celebration. The Frankfort community will be the site for the annual White Way Run. The event was not held due to COVID last year. They will celebrate 107 years of the White Way on Highway 9, with departures Saturday from Concordia and Atchison at 8 a.m., converging at the Frankfort City Park Saturday afternoon for a celebration and car show. Additional details are online at kswhiteway.wordpress.com, or they have a site on Facebook. The public is welcome to the activity Saturday afternoon at the Frankfort City Park. In advance of a May Day celebration planned this Saturday, May 1st, at the Kisser House Museum Gardens in Marysville, work days are planned Thursday and Friday beginning at 10 a.m. with a general cleanup and some planting. Those volunteers are asked to bring their garden tools and wear gloves. The May Day celebration Saturday will include recent projects and a preview of what's coming this summer. Visitors will be invited to make a May basket and enjoy refreshments. They will be showing off a zero-step entrance off the alley. Still underway are restoration of the outhouses and landscaping of the patio area. Tulips have been in bloom for several weeks and may be wanting by the weekend, but perennials are emerging. The May Day celebration Saturday at the Kester House Museum Gardens in Marysville is free and open to the public. Bulldog fans and alumni are invited to join the fundraising blitz to complete renovations at Homer Hansen Stadium. Contributions are being accepted. Make checks payable to the USD 364 Foundation Stadium Project and mail those or drop off at the district office in Marysville. Individuals with stocks can gift their appreciated assets to the foundation. Please consult your financial advisor. Individuals age 70 and a half or older can give a qualified charitable distribution from their IRAs. Again, consult your tax professional with any questions. This may be tax deductible. The improvements will include artificial turf, an 8th track lane, a new press box, including handicapped accessible restrooms at Homer Hansen Stadium in Marysville. Details are available on their Facebook site, Homer Hansen Stadium, on social media. Members of the committee for fundraising include Jody Holly, Kate Manley or Liz Warren, and Lynn Mayer. The Washington County Saddle Club will host a benefit. The Joseph Brungardt Memorial Benefit Roping Event will be held at the Washington County Fairgrounds this Saturday. Cash entries, books open at 11, roping starts at 1. Open to 50 teams, the first hole will pay $4,800 with their added money. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the pot. This benefit for a local family who lost their teenage son. All proceeds benefit the Joseph Brungardt family. Saddle Club Memorial Benefit Roping Event at the Washington County Rodeo. Books open 11. Roping starts at 1. For details, contact Alan Gilchrist at 785-844-0941. Gary Zarbenicki, age 82, passed away February 19th in California. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki. A memorial service for Colonel Leonard G. Gaston and his wife Betty A. Gaston is planned Saturday at noon at the Frankfort Cemetery. Leonard G. Gaston was born May 4, 1933 in Frankfort. Again, memorial service for Colonel Leonard Gaston and his wife Betty Saturday at noon at the Frankfort Cemetery.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, the frontal boundary that was stationary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest is continuing to push off towards the east southeast, and a high pressure system moves in behind it. That's going to bring us dry weather, becoming mostly sunny for this Thursday. We'll see dry weather for tonight, for Friday, continuing into Saturday before another system moves in, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, warm temperatures, 70s for today, 80s as we head into tomorrow through the weekend. So across the area, sunny, mid-70s, wind gusts at 25. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, we'll see temperatures around 80. Tomorrow night, clear, mid-50s. As we head into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 72. Record high on this date hit 99. The average low, 48. The record low is 30. Sunset this evening, 8:18. Sunrise in the morning at 6:31.
It is fitting that April is National Garden Month because it's all about the Peace Rose. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 29th, the 119th day of the year. Comedian and actor Jerry Seinfeld is 67, and on this day in 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports debuted for the first time. It's also National Peace Rose Day, which is widely known as the most popular rose of the 20th century. Peace roses are a yellow, sometimes cream-colored rose with red or pink edges that give off a fruity fragrance. In Europe, the rose symbolizes the hope the country felt as World War II was ending. The peace rose is called something different in every country. In the United States, they were officially named peace roses on April 29th, 1945. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about flowers and gardening online at almanac.com.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress. And free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. It was a win for the Royals. George Soler had two doubles among his three hits and drove in three runs to lead Kansas City over the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-6 and improve the Royals' record to a major league best 15-8. Soler's double sparked three run rallies in the first and sixth innings, the latter stretching the lead to 9-5. Kansas City won for the sixth time in seven games. Salvador Perez also had three of Kansas City's 12 hits. Hunter Dozier hit a two-run triple, and Andrew Benintendi added a two-run double. The Royals are off today. They'll start a three-game series with the Minnesota Twins tomorrow, first pitch at 7:10. Now to COVID. Good news. Atlanta's two biggest outdoor pro sports stadiums will both allow 100% capacity at events beginning next month. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Thursday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
Well, we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right. Virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
More than 130 athletes representing 40 countries are in Garden City this week in hopes of getting one step closer to the top tier of their career. KSNTV reports the Symetra Tour's Garden City Charity Classic is teeing off its seventh year after being canceled last year due to COVID-19. This year, athletes will be competing at Buffalo Dunes Golf Course. The course is considered to be one of the top municipal courses in the country. It's one of the largest events in southwest Kansas promoting ladies' golf. With the rails still open and Kentucky Derby post positions dwindling, Brad Cox grew anxious about the most notable of his two horses drawing the least desired spot. The homegrown trainer soon breathed easier. Essential Quality got something more palatable, though the hardest part awaits with the target firmly on his back. Essential Quality is the 2-1 morning line favorite and will start from the 14th post for Saturday's 147th Kentucky Derby. Mid-America Network Sports.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueRiverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
Add a little spicy heat to your meals this season by growing a few hot peppers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Their spicy heat is measured in the Scoville heat units. Poblano and Sriracha rate between 1,000 to 2,500. Jalapenos up to 8,000. Cayenne can peak at 50,000. Habaneros up to 350,000. And one of the hottest, the ghost pepper, at as much as 2,200,000 units. Ornamental peppers are edible, but most are spicy hot at anywhere from 10,000 to 50,000 units. You can turn down the heat when preparing your favorite recipes. Since the majority of the capsaicin that gives hot peppers their heat is in the white membrane that houses the seeds, just remove this and the seeds if you want to turn down the heat. Consider wearing rubber gloves and avoid touching your face and eyes. Then wash your hands and utensils when done. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Make your move and join a great team at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Immediate openings for cooks, servers, and dishwashers, both full and part-time, are available now. Offering competitive wages with consideration for experience and extras like paid vacation for full-time employees. Flexible hours based on your schedule, but evenings and weekends are required. This would make a great second job for extra cash or a full-time opportunity with real potential. Hiring immediately. Contact Lori Snellings or Lori Parks, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Now hiring for all positions.
might go to a fancy clothing store to get measured for a suit, but where do you go to measure your horse? It still takes place here, in a portion of the city that has farm roots that date over a century. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In the fall of 1910, the Oklahoma National Stockyards Company opened its stockyards in Oklahoma City. Two packing houses employing 2,400 people opened adjacent to the new livestock market.
Well, originally, the way it worked is that you rented a pen, and you brought your cattle in, and you put your cattle in it, and you stood down in that pen until you sold them to somebody.
Dick Stubbs shares the story of the stockyards from his restaurant, the Cattleman Steakhouse in Stockyard City. Over time, the sales method has changed.
Auctions were created. This is one of the first cattle auctions in the late 50s. And so the stockyard still is down to like 2 days a week, but they do sometimes as high as 15,000 head on Monday and 6,000 or 7,000 on Tuesday.
Sales are still strong, but as farming changed, the area changed as well.
Back then, there was 20,000 people working in the stockyards. Today, Stockyards Company owns all the property that the packing houses used to have.
Cattleman Steakhouse has been here over 100 years. Several other businesses in Stockyard City also have deep roots.
All the retail stores here are primarily in Western clothing, boots, hats made from scratch, saddles made from scratch. It's not uncommon to see somebody measuring a horse out in the alley behind one of the stores, and they're building a saddle to fit that specific horse.
Traveling the Countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a public auction this Saturday featuring tools and equipment, bulldozer, tractors, and pickups for the Richard Forrest Estate and Sherry and Mike Gregory. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Selling a John Deere 750J bulldozer, rebuilt motor, 93 Ford, 8240, runs but needs work. John Deere 4010 diesel tractor runs, motor needs work. Oliver 1850 propane tractor with loader. Trailers include a spread axle belly dump, 30-foot gooseneck cargo, contractor-style trailer, flatbed hay trailer, also vehicles for salvage, some shop items, tools and miscellaneous. For Sherry and Mike Gregory, tools will include a 12-inch miter saw, 15-inch scroll saw on a stand, 5-speed drill press, 8-inch bench press on a stand. They'll sell circular and skill saws, sawzall, sanders, trimmer router, pneumatic nailers, saw horses, portable tools, and toolboxes. This auction Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Many people need to start or repair a lawn but don't want the hassle of putting down seed. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Grow grass for profit and sell it as sod as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
There's a lot of home construction in my area and a high demand for sod, so the new owners can have an instant lawn. Owning a sod farm might be a profitable way to get in on a housing boom. Nick Christians is a turf grass management professor at Iowa State University. He says turf production is tough to get into when you're starting from scratch. If you jump right in and buy the land plus all the specialized equipment, it will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, you don't have to start at that level.
A lot of times it's people that are in farming already. They have land. They're in an area where there's a market for sod. You've got to have a good market for the sod and be able to move it. But if you have that combination, you can start growing some sod and then develop a relationship with other sod companies or landscape people who can come out and harvest it. So I've seen that be quite successful to get started.
He says the grass you grow depends on your location. Sod farms usually produce Kentucky bluegrass in northern regions, Bermuda grass in the south, and there are specialty markets for things such as tall fescue. Of course, the soil has to be healthy and rich enough to sustain the crop, but Christian says the one thing you do not want in the soil is rocks.
You're going to be harvesting the equipment with a machine that has a blade that slides back and forth under the soil very fast to cut the sod. And if you're hitting rocks with it, you're going to break it. So rock is a deal breaker when it comes to sod. So it's got to be uniform soil, pretty much rock free.
If all goes well and an irrigation system is set up, Christian says a sod farm can make the first harvest in 1 year. It usually takes 2 years without irrigation. Learn more about starting a sod farm at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There really is nothing like having your finances in order. But having a sense of confidence when it comes to your finances takes commitment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, a great way to get your finances in order is to talk with someone you trust about your goals in life. Maybe it's a mentor or a parent or a financial professional. No matter what life stage you're in, talking with someone can help provide clarity when it comes to money. If you talk with a financial professional, think about the questions you want to ask so you're prepared for the conversation. It doesn't have to be overwhelming, and a little planning for your meeting can go a long way. If you're just starting out, you may want to ask about what you need to do now to help achieve your bigger goals in life. Maybe you're considering starting a family. In that case, ask about ways you can plan for your child's education. And it's never too early to start thinking about retirement. Ultimately, there's never a wrong time to seek some guidance. Find a trusted partner who can help you live a life filled with meaning and gratitude.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
What is the deal with cell-based meats? We'll find out today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition offers this planting stewardship tip from Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship team lead with Syngenta.
When using neonic treated seeds, be sure to use advanced seed flow lubricants to help the seed move throughout the equipment smoothly and minimize dust off. This helps the seed treatment fuel the plant's growth while letting pollinators perform their important pollination service to crops and flowers.
Visit growingmatters.org/be sure. Memphis Meats is not your traditional meat supplier. Based in Berkeley, California, the company is focused on the process of growing meat from cell cultures. Product and Regulation VP Eric Schulze says animal cells are fed the sorts of things that animal cells consume, and they grow meat.
Potentially the environmental benefits, the shorter time period to grow that tissue. So in the case of a cow, for example, instead of years, it's several days to weeks. And we think the advantage here is inherently, obviously, in the process chain, that it's actually much simpler to produce some of these products reproducibly in some ways. And again, as a complement to the existing conventional meat industry.
As the technology matures, the cost comes down. Schulze says Memphis Meats intends to become part of the expected market boom for meat in the years to come.
Cell-based meat products, for us, we see as part of the growth that's going to occur in the meat demand over the next 50 years is going to double. And we believe there's plenty of room for the cell-based industry as we get on market, as we're selling our products. And if people want to choose conventional products, great. And if they want to choose cell-based, great. But we all see ourselves as an add-on to enhance consumer choice in the market. An and, not an or solution.
To find out more, visit memphismeats.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The USDA is urging farmers to respond to a short survey that will help them with the Ag Census. Stephanie Ho brings us that story.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service's Adam Klein is urging people to respond to a short survey.
The National Agricultural Classification Survey is really one of the most important steps in determining who should receive a 2022 Census of Agriculture questionnaire.
The surveys went out to nearly 650,000 people.
If you own or rent agricultural land, grow vegetables, grow horticulture, cultural or floricultural products, have fruit or nut trees, cattle, horses, poultry, hogs, bees, aquaculture products or consider yourself a farmer or rancher, we need to hear from you.
USDA defines a farm as a place that produced $1,000 or more of agricultural products per year.
So many respondents, while they may not feel they are a farmer or a rancher, they do sometimes meet that official definition of a farm. So we do ask that they take a minute or two and look over the questionnaire and fill out at least those first four screening questions and get that back to us.
The deadline for responses is May 3rd. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. We're pretty much out of the woods when it comes to soil temperatures. Most of Kansas checks in at 59 to 65 degrees today. A shade cooler in the northwest and the southwest at 57 to 62 degrees. But for the most part, we're in pretty good shape across Kansas. Most of Oklahoma, the same story, 60 to 64 degrees. In fact, there's one 69-degree reading down in the southeast corner of Oklahoma. The panhandle checks in at 56 to 58 degrees. So we're pretty much out of the woods when it comes to soil temperatures. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Pitchpen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Futures prices on the Chicago Board of Trade for both corn and soybeans have now reached their highest level since July of 2013. The rise in both the prices on the Board of Trade and local cash grain prices, driven by a combination of grain stocks adjustments by USDA, lower than anticipated U.S. corn and soybean production last year, and lower than expected 2021 crop acreage, very strong export demand also for both commodities. The CME Group announcing after a routine biannual review, they've decided to expand daily price limits at the board for grain and soybean futures. These new limits will take effect on May 2nd for trades dated on May the 3rd. Corn now goes to 40 cents a bushel. Currently, it is 25 cents is the daily limit. Soybeans could be up $1 a bushel. Currently, it is 70 cents a bushel. Soybean meal, $30 per short ton. Currently, it is 25. Soy oil, 3.5 cents a pound. Currently, it is 2.5 cents per pound. And the soft and hard red wheat futures, 45 cents a bushel. Currently, the limit up and trading range is 40 cents per bushel. Price limits represent the maximum price range permitted for a futures contract in each trading session. Price limits vary from product to product, and it does happen when a price limit is hit. Grain futures, for example, have those daily hard limits. And according to the latest data from USDA, more than $13.4 billion have been paid out to farmers through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2.0. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Stressed out corn seedlings are more prone to disease. Cold, wet planting conditions favor fungal pathogens that can reduce yield on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Plants that emerge yellow and wilted or even die may be victims of diseases in the soil. There are many different types of fungal and fungal-like pathogens that can affect corn seedlings. Three of the most common are Pythium root rot, Rhizoctonia root rot, and Fusarium root rot. Tamara Jackson-Zems is an extension plant pathologist at the University of Nebraska. She says conditions that drive these diseases are related to moisture and having too much of it.
If you have low wet areas that stay wetter a little bit longer, they may have drainage issues. Those tend to be ones where we might see some of those more common organisms causing disease like Pythium and Fusarium. Rhizoctonia, it can cause disease in a wide range of conditions. And so you can just rest assured that no matter what the inclement conditions are, there's probably a disease or pathogen that can take advantage of that.
Fungicide seed treatments only provide protection for a short window after planting. There's not much you can do once a seedling emerges damaged by disease other than hope it recovers. Planting in the right soil conditions is important for a fighting chance.
Some of the most frequent and severe cases might be when we've tried to push the envelope and plant into soil that might be a little bit too cool and damp. It creates a stressful condition for those seeds, and it reduces the vigor and the speed at which they may emerge. And so anything that slows that down is going to predispose it to seedling disease.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about corn seedling diseases at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we head into the final stretch here, corn has bounced up. May corn is up 10.5 at 6.96¾. July is up 2¾ at 6.46. So we'll see if we can hold on to that as we go through the rest of the day. May Kansas City wheat still down 0.5 cent at 6.88¾. July is down 2¼ at 6.94. That's in contrast to Chicago and Minneapolis wheat, which are both up. May soybeans down 14¾ at 15.43. July beans down 8¾ at 15.05. Back months are all down. The products are mixed. May soybean meal is up 2.80 at 4.24.10. July is up $1 at 4.22.80. Bean oil is down, though. May bean oil is down 189 points at 67.06. July is down 109 points at 60.07. So we're looking at mixed numbers across the soybean complex. Cotton is having a tough day. May cotton is down 118 at 87.56.
July is down 276 at 86.76. So we're seeing some struggles with cotton here. The livestock complex is mixed. Cattle are up. Hogs are down. April live cattle up 22 at 119.17. June up 67 at 116.12. Each of the back months is solidly in the green. April feeder cattle up 60 at 134.47. May feeders up 80 at 135.77. Again, all the back months are solidly in the plus column. Hogs is where we run into a problem here. May hogs down 237 at 108.90. June hogs down 242 at 106.70. And each of the back months is down by more than a dollar. So not a good look for hogs right now. And currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 109 points at 33,930. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average is on a bit of a rally right now. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lots, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KA996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
KNDY.
Thank you.
station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.